Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, Dak, Brady. Who's the best quarterback in the league right now? Buckle up for that debate. And are the fellas less confident in the Packers after their narrow win to Joe Burrow and the Bengals? We get into that wild one in Cincy. Plus, Alabama falling, Stephen A., the greatest fight in recent memory. Fury Wilder 3, are the Raiders done? And what coach was crying post-game and why? Keep it locked. Fresh Hour of First Take on the way. Last night, the Bills beat down the Chiefs 38-20 in an AFC title game rematch. Josh Allen threw for 315 yards and 3 touchdowns and ran for a 4th, while Patrick Mahomes finished with 272 and 2 touchdowns to go with 2 interceptions and a lost fumble. After the game, Andy Reid talked about what went wrong.
I didn't see this coming, not tonight. This game tonight, I came in thinking we had a chance to win the game, and we didn't handle ourselves the right way. And so that's my responsibility, and to get that right.
Ryan Clark joining us. RC, what's the good word?
Well, the good word is I'm about to be 42 tomorrow. I'm excited to join you guys. I wish I was getting some of that L.A. weather, though.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, my
thank
brother.
You.
Happy birthday, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I appreciate the way you represent Libra Nation. Way to go.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how
I
we do.
I love that you know your zodiac sign. I would never picture that with you.
I mean, of course, Brick knows his zodiac sign.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
RC, I'll start with you. Can the Chiefs return to a third straight Super Bowl, or do you have question marks after what you're seeing?
Absolutely not. I don't even have question marks. The Chiefs, as constructed right now, cannot return to a third Super Bowl. And when you look at this team, they just can't play defense. Think about the way Josh Allen was running the football early on in this football game. Even the called runs by Coach Daboll, their offensive coordinator. You know why? It's because they knew that no one was going to be physical enough on that defense to hurt their franchise quarterback. This team has totally been dominated defensively this entire year. And what have we always seen from the Kansas City Chiefs? No matter how they play defensively, no matter how much they got down, that Patrick Mahomes and this offense could find ways to score points and get this team back in the game. Well, guess what? Patrick Mahomes can't do that anymore. And also, there's not this large gap between Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the quarterbacks. And that's if you're talking about Tom Brady, if you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, if you're talking about Josh Allen, you're talking about Justin Herbert. This team is in trouble right now, guys. If they don't find ways, Chris Jones, who ended up getting injured, if they don't find ways to make Chris Jones active, if Tyrann Mathieu isn't making plays on the back end, they can't get a stop. And so this Kansas City Chiefs team right now is a team that we might not see in the AFC Championship, but we might not see them in the playoffs. They better be happy that there are 7 spots right now each year in each division.
RC, man, now listen, are you saying that the greatest young quarterback that we have in this game, and it's an offensive game, it's an offensive game right now, cannot get this team to a Super Bowl with the talent he has around him? Listen to what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
Who's the number three, Mike?
What are you saying?
Who's the number three? All right, so we got Tyreek Hill. You got Travis Kelce. Right? Think about the Dallas Cowboys, right? How they could go CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, even Cedric Wilson, Gallup when he's healthy, Schultz in the red zone. The Kansas City Chiefs don't have that right now, Mike. And defensively, they are trash. Like, not bad, absolute hot garbage. You can't win in the AFC like that.
And they're obviously looking for that number three, if you want to call it that. That's why they brought in Josh Gordon, hopefully to get him to help make some plays. But when you have this kind of explosion on offense, right now, teams are playing deep and stopping the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen all year. That's not going. Trust me, that's not going to happen all year. Every team is not going to go up and down the field on the Chiefs defense. Trust me, that's not going to happen every year. They play. What are you saying? They play Washington next. You think Washington's offense going to go up? So as they start getting into some of these other games, and the teams they have played, they've had a tough schedule. They've had a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you. So what are you raising your hand for? Like we in class?
According to you, I'm supposed to be a student because you're supposed to be the teacher, right?
What's wrong with me raising my hand?
My question to you is this: who the hell should trust you?
You've been talking smack for years and you were wrong. Been coming up short for years and you were wrong. Waving pom-poms for years and you were wrong. Why the hell should we trust you?
I don't trust
you of all people.
Don't trust me.
Why?
Because not the Cowboys.
Trust the resume. Trust the resume. I'm just telling you, trust what I'm saying, but trust the resume that Patrick Mahomes has laid down before you. Trust the resume that Tyreek Hill has laid down before you.
You love
trust
resume.
The resume
Playmaker.
Of Andy Reid and Travis
Kelce. What about the resume of their deal? Hold on, RC.
You can
piggyback off me because you know you can cover me with this one, bro. Here's the deal. You saw the Super Bowl last year, didn't you? Did you see the Super Bowl last year?
I saw the Super Bowl last year.
All right, let me finish. Who was Tom Brady picking on and talking smack to in the football?
Thank you for bringing this up.
In the game? Because let me tell you something. I recall it being Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. And so what I'm saying is this. This is the guy that we were – I'm not trying to not – I love the Honey Badger, and I believe in him. As a matter of fact, he's one of the few people I believe in on that defense. But the bottom line is we saw a legend pick him apart. Last time I checked, football is about the tape. It's about going to the videotape. It's about reviewing what's transpired and why it transpired the way that it did and making sure to emulate successful habits and eradicate bad ones. And what I'm saying to you is this. When you look at the Kansas City Chiefs right now, their defense – has been hot garbage since the Super Bowl. They got so pimp slapped, okay? That these dudes ended up showing up this season and they look just as bad as they did in the Super Bowl.
Giving
what about
fourth
that?
Down conversions, giving
yeah, he
fourth
said
down
that, Ryan.
Conversions, all of that. They look soft. But you gave me a revelatory gift. You gave me a revelatory gift that I want to get to. Ryan, you guys
said
you want to drop. Yes, I'll explain that in a second. Go ahead, get it, Ryan.
Hey, I don't even know what that is. That must be some stuff that Jerry Jones give out on his yacht.
It's the gift of revelation when he said it.
No, Ryan,
it was a gift of revelation when he said it, when he dropped it on me, when he talked about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And last year, because they started kind of like the Chiefs started this year.
No, I said the Super Bowl.
Right. You talked about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I'm telling you, that gave me the gift. Go back. Tampa Bay started like this last year. And everybody said, oh, my God, I don't know.
Wrong. They did not start like this. Their offense was struggling early, not their defense. That is not true.
But it's still, that started, it started poorly record-wise.
Yes.
It started poorly record-wise. Yes, Ryan.
I'm trying to talk to you.
Hey, time out though. Right now, you acting like you got Nelly and Adam Sandler as your quarterback. Stop it. What you are saying is not making any sense, right? Because it's not what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were a team that had never played together. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were a team that didn't have an offseason. This is the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the same Patrick Mahomes, the same Andy Reid, the same Travis Kelce that we've always seen. But it doesn't matter. Steve Spagnuolo doesn't have this defense making plays, right? They're not turning the football over. They can't pressure the quarterback. Where are we going to find the one trait that makes us feel like this defense can actually do something well, right? If it's not Tyrann Mathieu making plays against the Baltimore Ravens, what we saw early in the season in his first game off of the COVID list, they haven't made plays the entire year. This team has been totally sold out by their defense, and Patrick Mahomes can no longer bail them out. So unless Pat goes on one of these MVP streaks, we're in trouble. We are in trouble in Kansas City.
In this one sense, that defense, though it's not playing great, if the defense can just start getting some turnovers like they did a couple years ago. But see, that's a possibility of happening. And you know what Patrick Mahomes can be. That's why you cannot count out Kansas City.
Well,
I don't understand how you guys count
them
out.
Here's what I'm saying, playmaker.
I'm looking at Buffalo. I'm looking at Cleveland. I'm looking at Baltimore. Yeah, I'm looking at the Chargers.
All they got to do is get
in. Hey, Molly, here's a good thing, Molly.
They got an extra game in.
You can tell.
You can tell
that for the last quarter century, Michael Irvin has been supporting the Cowboys because he's super optimistic, right? He's learned how to be in the face of knowing that your team's not going
to
win anything. He's learned to be optimistic. And this is why he's great on
Mahomes
first take.
We have Patrick Mahomes on the football field. We got Andy Reid coaching, and you have Tyreek Hill. You got what you need. I understand it ain't going great right now, but you got what you need, and you got it on offense. You got a system that works. That defense can start getting some turnovers and things can change like that.
And they ain't doing anything because of their defense. We ain't talking about their offense.
I know, that's what you're saying.
Their defense is trash.
And the offense can be so explosive at times that can cover that. They just have to figure that out today, Stephen A.
Trash. Okay.
Trust me, man. I can't believe Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my God. But Aaron Rodgers, bad man. He always got a shot.
He's a bad man.
All right, come on.
And Green Bay's defense ain't as bad as Kansas City's.
We'll get into that.
I'm sorry. Can't see the worst defense.
Excuse me. We're going to get there. Okay. Let's save it. Okay. Ryan, always good to see you. Happy birthday. Hope it's great.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Ryan,
tell your family like I tell mine when it's my birthday, please don't buy me any gifts with my money. Just don't worry. Just say happy birthday and keep it moving. Please don't buy me any gifts.
I got to get you something. Can you give me some cash?
I got to remember that myself.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Let's do this. The Cardinals defense dominated in their 70-10 win over the Niners. They improved to 5-0 for the first time since 74. Kyler Murray completed 22 of 31 passes for 239 yards. Hopkins caught 6 passes for 87 yards and a TD. Tommy Brady and the Bucs put a good old-fashioned beatdown on the Dolphins, 45-17. Brady spread the ball around, throwing for 411 yards, 5 TDs. Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, right? Each had over 2,100 yards. Had over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. And sticking with the NFC, how about them Cowboys? They made easy work of my Giants. I still say it's a cheap win, Michael, and Sunday's 44-20 win. Dallas now has they played the second team, Michael. Dallas now has 4 straight wins after losing the first game of the season to the Bucs, missing 7 of their 11 offensive starters. But, Michael, you tell me this. Who is your favorite, sir, to win the NFC?
Yeah. Now, and this is always a discussion because we talk who's the best team, who's the favorite to win the NFC.
Yeah.
I do believe when you start talking about going through the playoffs that you got to start considering that playoff experience and who has played like that, who's come through in the clutch all the time. And Tom Brady has certainly all the time come through in the clutch. So I would have the Bucs there because of that, and you're seeing what he's doing right now with Tom Brady. Oh, my God, the way he played yesterday was incredible. Man, that 144 passer rating. I don't even know how high passer ratings go, but I don't think they go much higher than 144, you know, coming off of what happened in New England. Tom Brady's playing well.
Yeah.
But, boy, them Cowboys right there, too. See, the Bucs, I got to have the Bucs up here because of Tom and his pedigree. But the Cowboys, oh, my God, I just talked about why I have the Cowboys here as the most balanced team out there in the National Football League, offense and defense. I got the Cowboys, too. I like what I'm seeing out of the Cardinals. I like what I'm seeing. I got them in the third right behind the Bucs and the Cowboys.
Oh,
wait,
my God.
What are you looking
God.
Like that for,
you,
man?
You got to be kidding me.
What are you looking like that
all
for,
all of this
man?
Talking you've been doing about the Cowboys and hold on.
Wait.
All of this talking you've been doing about the Cowboys, and they ain't even your favorites in the NFC.
That was the best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
And NFC favorite. Those are two discussions. Best team right now, who's playing?
Right now.
NFC favorite. Who has to go through a playoff? I got to count in experience. Come on. I got to bring that into the account here.
Are you blessing us with the gospel now? Like you playing the piano? The gospel? Really? Get out of here, man. That's nonsense. Oh, please, just be quiet. You got an opportunity right here on national television to sit up there and say that the Cowboys are victory. Oh, no, no. I'm just talking about right now. this. Handshaking and all that.
I cannot exclude Tom Brady.
When you play the organ, is that what you're trying to do?
I cannot exclude. Oh, please. I cannot exclude Tom Brady and what he has done.
Excuse me. All the talk you've been talking, oh, I mean, look at Dak Prescott and the weight play. Right. And we got not one, but two dudes at the running back spot, Stephen A. We got set up there, Amari Cooper. We got CeeDee Lamb, Wilson can ball. Gallup ain't even been in the lineup. He'll be back. Excuse me. You said all of that. And then you talk about Trayvon Diggs. Look at that, brother. The other Diggs.
Oh. And we ain't talking enough about Diggs today.
All I'm trying to say to you is this. You talking all of that stuff, and you can't even pick the Cowboys as your favorites in the NFC? They 4-1? Really? Nonsense. Because you know what's going to happen. First of all, let me tell you right now. You want to talk about week five? That's fine. I ain't talking about week five. We talk about favorites in the NFC. I'm going to tell you who I got. Oh. I got Arizona. I got Tampa Bay. Matter of fact, I'll put Tampa Bay first and then Arizona, even though Arizona's undefeated. I'll damn sure put them before the Cowboys.
But
I'll
why?
Damn sure put them before the Cowboys. Excuse me, because of Kyler Murray, because of DeAndre Hopkins, because of A.J.
Green. Why you Tampa
because
first? Christian Kirk. Why you got Tampa first?
Because to me, I never deviated from Tom Brady. So hold on. Wait a minute. I got Aaron Rodgers because let me tell you something right now. Aaron Rodgers, that bad man that he is, be very, very clear. When you got an experienced quarterback and you got something to worry about, we'll see what Trayvon Diggs and the secondary and the crew in Dallas defense. We'll see what they do.
He's setting it up.
Tampa Bay. This is NFC favorites, right?
Yeah, let's go.
I got Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I got Arizona.
Okay.
I got Green Bay.
Okay.
Before I even get to the Cowboys.
Oh, what about the Rams?
Come on, excuse me.
I don't like the way the Rams
Cincinnati
defense
just
has looked.
To the Packers.
The Rams defense. So what? It's one game. You just said it's one game. Did you just say it was one game?
Cincinnati took the Packers. I'm just saying, what do you think the Cowboys going to do to the Packers?
I thought you just said it was one game.
If Cincy did that to them, what do you think they're going to do?
Cincy did what?
Come on, man.
We're getting into that.
Let me give you this. Let me tell you why. I put Tampa first. But now what I'm watching, as I'm telling you, Matt, because when I'm not pulling out a single game, I'm watching the progress of each team through the season. And right now, I'll still leave Tampa there because of Tom Brady, but because of how Cowboys played them in the first game, the game you want to throw out for every other team, the Cowboys stood up and showed up and played them to
100%. Why don't you call the Cowboys the favorite?
Because
their defense is definitely the
Don't matter
Tampa
who starts out winning the race.
Didn't
we not learn last year from Tom Brady and the Bucks that it doesn't matter who starts out winning the race? You just gotta finish the race. You gotta finish the race. And the Cowboys is how well you finish.
Pathetic.
And they
You're
are
pathetic.
More, they're
You're
moving
pathetic.
Great.
I like this.
This is how you gotta see it. Right now, he's separating himself. You have
rabbit.
To see if you can build the champion.
Tricks are for kids. Yes. Right. He's making it. He's separating himself from the Cowboys.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Yesterday's Packers-Bengals was one of the craziest games of the season. Mason Crosby missed three straight potential winning field goal attempts, which he never does, before hitting a 49-yarder in overtime to lift Green Bay over Cincinnati. The game saw five missed field goals before the Packers finally won. Stephen A., tell me this. Because Cincy took them to the brink, ultimately, obviously, the Packers winning, are you more or less confident in Green Bay now?
Oh, I'm not less confident in Green Bay at all. These are things that happen over the course of a regular season. I mean, I'm not concerned about them.
Oh.
If the defense had given up 40 or 50 points, it would be different. But that's not what transpired yesterday.
This is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about.
Yeah. Let me tell you,
why did it come down to field goals if it's Aaron Rodgers?
Again, because, it's one afternoon on Sunday, any given Sunday, baby. Okay. The 6 inches! in front of your face. Okay, that's Al Pacino says it. Okay,
and I'm he gives Sunday.
These are the kind of things that happen.
I can say
that is applicable to an Aaron Rodgers more so than it's applicable to a Dak Prescott or somebody along those or Baker Mayfield. This is Aaron freaking Rodgers we're talking about. He's a bad man. Okay, so guess what? You put him in position, personally speaking, I would have preferred more trips to the end zone than you put Mason Crosby in a position to miss three damn field goals, which he never does. But in the end, I'm not concerned about Green Bay. I want to take a moment to give the Cincinnati Bengals some props. They've been competitive. I like what I'm seeing from Joe Burrow. Thank God he didn't get injured because he took a nasty fall yesterday, and I thought he was going to end up injured, but ultimately he got up. Oh. Jamar Chase is a stud.
Wow.
Let's be real about him.
Wow.
This brother's a stud. Reminds me of you, playmaker. Reminds me of you a little bit.
Now, I wish God gave me that kind of speed.
You don't have that. You didn't have that
Boy,
kind of
God
speed.
Boy, God ain't love me that much.
Jamar Chase.
That boy bad.
That's a bad that brother right there. And Burrow is something special himself. I like what I'm seeing from Cincinnati. I think they're a credible, respectable team on the come up. Let's give Coach Zach Taylor some props. He seems to be doing a good job with them, and I like what I'm seeing from them. But they don't have Aaron Rodgers, okay? And so what happens is that when you've got an Aaron Rodgers, so what is one game? They struggled on this particular Sunday afternoon. Probably took it for granted. Didn't really want to be there to begin with, but ended up being in Cincinnati, a few miles from Louisville and all of that stuff. I say, all right, okay, we got to be here. We might as well play. This is what it is. They had it. It's just one of those games. But I look at Green Bay. I look at Aaron Jones. I look at Devontae Adams. I see what that Aaron Rodgers leads the way. The defense is not as poor as Kansas City. The defense is not Kansas City's. I'm
not
sorry. I'm not losing any faith in Green Bay.
Right, and you got a shot with those two dudes right there that they are playing. I just told you the team's going to make you use your left hand. But Aaron Rodgers can find other ways and win football games. That's why I like their chances still at getting having an opportunity. Let me tell you something. Cincinnati was impressive. That's impressive what has happened with Cincinnati. You got to say what you want. The way that game went down. Just that field goal. Oh, my God, that was insane.
The damn field goal kick messed it up. You're going to hit the flag instead.
Oh, my God. and thought he hit it. And this was the funny part. Like in the after interviews, you see the coach and Aaron Rodgers. We had Lynn faith in it. We knew he could hit it. But they went and asked, you think you can do this?
That's right.
Well, if you had plenty of faith, why you asked the man?
Right.
Why do you just say, go kick it?
You wanted to see whether or not he lost his confidence.
Right.
He was having a bad day.
Listen.
This is what you ask from time to time. Now, everybody, I mean, some people, listen, they ain't as bad as UConn and UMass. You remember, they were playing, I mean, they're college football teams. They're the worst in the country.
Good one.
Oh,
you know, maybe I should become an Alabama fan or USC.
You should. It'll do a lot for the confidence.
Whatever.
It'll do a lot for the confidence, Molly.
And this man's all hyped. He's the second team of the Giants. I mean, get out of here, both of you.
It's not the second team.
And you're trying to act like the Packers are so good, you have them fourth in the NFC. So relax. Okay?
With Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
The Giants look good. The Giants were in with the Cowboys until everybody went down on the team.
I know it. Don't worry.
There was one guy after the next. You talk to me when everyone gets knocked out. You have no receiving core. You have no quarterback. You don't have Saquon Barkley.
It's a hard week. It's been a tough week for you, Molly. We understand.
It's been a hard week.
We understand, Molly.
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
This isn't fun anymore. I
want to
go.
Don't let him mess with you. I ain't playing.
I'm helping Molly.
My bad.
Okay, you know what? I'll talk to you basketball season. We're going to hang a banner.
Don't let him do it.
Yeah, we are. Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
dominant day of performances at the quarterback position, starting with the GOAT, Tommy Brady, throwing 5 TD passes, 411 yards. He's got 15 TDs on the season already. Justin Herbert, hello, made a big statement in the shootout against the Browns, throwing four touchdowns and 398 yards in the 47-42 win over got a little confused with that one there. Josh Allen shined in primetime, outdoing Patrick Mahomes with 315 yards, throwing 3 passing TDs and 1 rushing in the 38-20 win. And it was Patrick Mahomes with the day to forget, turning the ball over 3 times for the Chiefs as they dropped 2-3 on the season. There we go. So some real impressive quarterback performances. That begs the question, who is the best QB in the NFL, playmaker?
Now, and when I look at this, I'm looking at, just for this sake here, Mahomes and Herbert. And in that, I still, even though I love what I see in Justin Herbert, but the dude is playing some great football, I'm still taking Patrick Mahomes. And I'm taking him in this sense when I talk about this now. I'm talking about the most physically gifted, talented quarterback we have in the National Football League right now. You're removing him from his team. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes over everybody. If you tell me, pick one quarterback you're going to start a franchise with right now, we don't know what system he's running. We don't know what team he's going to be with. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes. The best quarterback in the National Football League, most physically gifted right now, is Patrick Mahomes. No doubt, over Justin Herbert. Even though now, that's not saying he's, I love what I'm seeing with Justin Herbert. He's playing MVP-type quarterbacking right now for the Chargers. But you tell me one quarterback, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Me personally, it will always be Aaron Rodgers. I never bought into the hype that Patrick Mahomes did things that we've never seen Aaron Rodgers do. I believe Aaron Rodgers to be, as a talent, not as a resume, but as a talent, the most gifted quarterback we've ever seen in NFL history. Now, Patrick Mahomes obviously has come on board and has shown us stuff that puts him right there. And if you want to say even keel or whatever, based on what we saw the previous two seasons, so be it. But I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy. That's right. Number one. Number two, right now, I think it needs to be said, I don't even have Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the AFC. And that could change. It can change back to normalcy. But when you take into account the Super Bowl and when you take into account what we've seen these 5 games right. over the season, when you take into account some of the uncharacteristic turnovers, what we're doing is saying that what Patrick Mahomes did over the previous 2 years was so Herculean, so sensational, okay, that this is an aberration, and I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that we're looking at this season right now in terms of who's having a better year. Right. I got news for you. I'm of the mindset that right now, Justin Herbert looks better.
Yeah.
Josh Allen looks better.
Better year.
Josh Allen yeah. and Justin right. Herbert both look better. Let me get to Justin Herbert.
Better year.
The brother's got 13 touchdowns on the season.
Right.
At least 5 of them have come in the fourth quarter when they were down and needed a touchdown. Mm-hmm. This brother isn't just an elite performer. He's also clutch. But he can also run with it.
Now, I'm not talking to you.
I just
talking about quarterback.
No,
I want you to pull him out.
No, I said Justin Herbert.
Herbert over Mahomes.
I think he can make all the requisite throws. He can run with the football as well, and he shows up in the clutch in terms of his passing ability. That's what I look for from a quarterback position, and I think he delivers that. Okay? He's about 6'6", 6'7". He can see over the offensive line and then over the line of scrimmage. This is the thing that bothers me. Every time I say a positive word about Justin Herbert,
okay.
it breaks my heart because Brian Flores and Chris Gray in Miami passed on him to Tua Tagovailoa.
You got to let that go.
And
everybody has to let that go.
I can't. You know why we can't let it go? Because nobody else is going to. If Justin Herbert continues to look this way and Tua don't come back and show us something, it's going to stain their resume forever, and I don't want that.
Yeah, but listen. And you're right about how Justin Herbert's playing right now. You're right about how the Chargers playing. But I'm talking about if you said you're going to start a franchise right now, are you taking Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes?
No, but hold on, Mike. That's right. Not fair. Because the only reason I would say no is because Justin Herbert just started and right. Patrick Mahomes got a 2-year head start.
Yeah, but just a 2-year head start.
I'm saying
not like he's running away
and
Herbert.
Wait a minute. What if Justin Herbert takes these Chargers to the Super Bowl? What are we going to say? The point is, I don't have the time. You're right. I don't have the length of a resume to defer to Justin Herbert over Patrick Mahomes. But when I look at his ability, I don't see anything that Justin Herbert can't do.
Right.
I don't see that.
But will he and can he, when that time comes and we have seen Patrick Mahomes do it over and over again to the point where nobody has ever done it the way he has done it? He has the most pass and rush TDs over the first 50 games, which is 135. You know the next closest guy to him is Dan Marino with 118. If playing the quarterback position produces touchdown, nobody has produced more and produced better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, you did.
So I'm talking about...
You're giving facts, but you're not giving proper context. First of all, they weren't running the football that much. You got Tyreek Hill. You got Travis Kelce. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, two future Hall of Famers.
Right.
We just learned about how gifted Mike Williams is. Mm-hmm. Keenan Allen has that dude. By the way, no disrespect to Anthony Lynn. I wish him nothing but the best. But that's who was coaching you the previous years before Brandon Staley took over and unleashed and reminded everybody of a Sean McVay-type coach.
Right.
Okay, this is what's happening with Justin Herbert this year. And last year with Anthony Lynn as coach, with them blowing one lead after another because the defense couldn't stop anybody. Justin Herbert had 31 touchdowns as a rookie.
Listen.
10 interceptions.
A bad boy. But I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes, still the best quarterback. Justin Herbert is on his way.
Okay.
He's on his way. Patrick Mahomes jumped in young.
Look at the resume.
It's not like he's 10 years older than Justin.
Kyler Murray's
Herbert.
Got the
he's
best
a young
QBR
guy
in
too.
The league.
I'm
just
deferring
saying.
To the resume. I'm just saying you have a link. You have more time.
Do you want to talk about the fight in Monday Night Football? We need to go. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine, especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Quick takes. Let's do this. Down goes Alabama. Texas A&M shocked the top-ranked Crimson Tide 41-38 Saturday night. Stephen A., how concerned are you about Roll Tide, baby?
Not at all. Aberration, mid-bag of shells. Oh. It happens. They have more total yards, more passing yards, more rushing yards, but they gave up an early lead, and obviously they messed up. This will be the wake-up call. They will not lose again. A matter of fact, this is sure to me. They will beat Georgia.
Okay, Michael, another heartbreaker for the Lions. This team has been playing with so much fight. Here's Dan Campbell.
When you see your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough. You know, you don't want that for them. So, but we'll be better for it, you know. And there again, credit Minnesota, but, you know, we made the one mistake that cost us.
Yeah, and that's hard to watch, man. That's hard to watch.
Do you like that from a head coach?
Well, hey, listen, I like to know that it matters enough to you, you know. First of all, to get on the plane, let that go. And then second of all, that we're seeing what we're seeing right there and the emotions. So absolutely, I like it. Now, if I'm in the locker room, I would be like, you know, I would be bringing that up. Like, look at what's going on with the coach and try to use that to push our guys and revive our guys.
I agree. Nice. It's good to see that he cares you know, and they're fighting.
They are fighting in every game. They're losing close games. We saw this with the Chargers for a while, a couple years ago, losing a lot of close games.
I've been there. I know what it's like losing those kind of games. Then going in the locker room and having those players only meeting only to lose the game.
I love his heart. Speaking of fight, Saturday night, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder 3. Vegas was Liddy in a heavyweight fight for the ages. Fury knocked out Wilder in the 11th to retain his WBC title. Fury and Wilder combined for 4 knockdowns before Fury ultimately dropped Wilder. Stephen A., you were in the building. Talk to me.
I was sitting ringside.
Nice.
You know, I brought my sister Carmen there with me and the whole bit. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, I've been in this business for over 25 years. That's the greatest fight I ever attended.
Yeah.
The bigger man, the smarter man, the better man won the fight. Tyson Fury is just a superior boxer. And he was smart because he adjusted to Deontay Wilder, who came out this fight and was trying to use his jab to the body and stuff like that. But then got hurt in the third round. And from that point forward, the jab went away and they were just a slugfest. I thought Deontay Wilder was finished in the third round because he got dropped by Tyson, couldn't avoid the punches, survived it. I said, he ain't getting out of the fourth. Next thing you know, he dropped Tyson in the fourth. Not once, but twice. And Tyson looked like he was going to survive. I said, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm seeing. I was stunned. Yeah. Then he went back and forth, and then he dropped him again. I think it's like the seventh. And then, obviously, in the 11th round, it was a wrap. But here's the deal. Deontay Wilder was valiant. He talked about wanting to go out on his shield. He did just that. I did not like at the end of the fight how Deontay Wilder's a good man, family man, works hard the whole bit, but he was classless in refusing to acknowledge that the better man won, didn't want to shake his hand, didn't want to say complimenting. He's better than that, but it's hard because he got humbled. And what I hate about it is that understand that in boxing, there's a 40-pound difference from lightweight or junior lightweight to the light heavyweight division. There's that many divisions with a 40-pound difference. Man. But Tyson Fury is allowed to be 40 pounds heavier than Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder came in at 238. He was bigger. And as a result, I think that his legs ultimately was going to leave him. But let's face reality. He also got beat up because Deontay Wilder was connected. I'm sorry, Tyson Fury was connected on a lot of blows. Clearly, Deontay Wilder connected as well when it counted. But in the end, Tyson Fury was just too much for him. But it was, Mike, when you see this fight, Molly, when you see this fight, it was to be there. I have never been at a more exciting, better fight than where I was.
You were paying your dues.
It was unbelievable.
You were taking care of that London game. We appreciate you.
London game.
You're working hard.
I sure would have
burning both ends of the candle.
I missed it.
All right, let's talk about tonight, Monday Night Football. Stephen A., who you got, Colts or Ravens?
I'm going to go with the Ravens. I've lost faith in the Colts. I don't think Carson Wentz has been the answer this year. They've got some other issues as well. But nevertheless, it starts and stops with Carson Wentz. You got to secure the quarterback position. And with Indy, we got to remember, they went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck, you don't anticipate that he's going to abruptly retire the way that he did a couple of years ago. That's a lot to recover from. And that's why I don't blame Chris Ballard and those boys and what they're trying to do, exercising patience and what
and
have
going
you.
Going for wins.
You know, exactly. I can't knock
somebody
that.
In there.
It's just that you can't. You got to find a quarterback. Carson Wentz just doesn't appear to be that dude as of yet. Once upon a time, we were talking about whether or not he was better than Dak Prescott. We ain't talking about that now.
Right.
Well, it's the injuries.
Right.
It's been
and I would like to see
not just injuries.
We haven't really got to see him though.
And that's why I would like to see him get more time with Frank Wright, because I do. I like Indy. I like what Indy's doing over there, man. They got a great young nucleus already on that football team to build off of. And I don't care what anybody says. Frank Wright is the right guy.
Yes.
He's great at what he does. But like you said, Carson Wentz has been hurt. The one thing that needs to be on the field.
Right,
so he's been hurt. But I think the Ravens win this game also.
Carson Wentz stunk before he arrived in Indy over the last year and a half.
Yes.
Now, before that, he was great. But over the last year and a half,
back.
When he wasn't hurt, he stunk.
But I've seen
and he was getting back.
Seen that Wentzylvania.
Three years ago.
He was getting back to the Wentzylvania time because he was with the right guy. I believe he'd get back.
He only got two ankles.
A maximum.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.